This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think this world that Donald Trump is being welcomed to is the world that helped get him actually elected. I believe one of the more defining moments of the campaign were the Paris attacks and Barack Obama's muted response that caused concerns not just among Republican primary voters, but people across the political spectrum. And at least in the Republican primaries, in the early Republican primary states, they liked Donald Trump's red-hot response to it instead of the President of the United States, who may be accurate, but the last thing you want to hear when you're seeing Paris on your TV screens is, well, you know, more people die in bathtub accidents than terror attacks in America, which is what Barack Obama told his staff members after Paris.
You know, everybody has now accepted that Trump is not going to change as president, but his responsibilities will change, and just tweeting out or putting out statements denouncing things isn't going to be enough. He's going to be responsible for a policy, for building relations, for coming up with tactics and strategy to try to make the United States a force to try to stop these kind of attacks, or at least limit them, or go bring to justice people who commit them. And it's not clear from his response to the latest round what he's actually going to do, but come January 20th, it's going to be a different set of responsibilities.
So as the election,
well, it's Mark Halperin and Joe Scarborough talking about a response to these terrorist attacks. You know, it's kind of interesting how people try to presuppose and think they understand Donald Trump. That, you know, they just have this fixed idea of what conservatism or anybody other than a liberal thinks. And, I think it's quite arrogant. You know, we'll know when we know. I mean, we have an idea, I mean, of his worldview. He's been consistent, whether he was on the campaign trail and in other conversations. Some of the texts I know drive people nuts because he just lets it fly. But that's, that's who he is. And, but he's also the same guy that went to Mexico and surprised many, because he seemed very diplomatic. He seemed very, very capable, in that sense. And the people, look who he's surrounding himself with. I think people that most of us think that have a lot of credibility and experience that, in much the same way that Ronald Reagan did. It wasn't that Ronald Reagan thought by no means that he had all the goods, but he had access to people that brought to the dance a specific solution and part of the equation that was critical to the success of his administration. And I believe Donald Trump, with his background and understanding of how business works, because it's much the same way, is that you get the right builders, you get the right supervisors, you get the right team put together that complement each other so that, you can build buildings and you can make things happen. And this is what we need here in this country. And why not take some of these proven business principles, apply them to our government, especially when it comes to, all the waste that's been happening and, $20 trillion in debt. You know, there's no way you could run a business this way. I mean, but for somehow, we've been fooled into thinking that it's okay if our government operates that way. It's okay if, this kind of waste and we reward people for a mediocre job and we give them bonuses because somehow we're convinced that they're so invaluable. Are you kidding me? I mean, really, that they should be overpaid? I mean, it's, what happened to the citizen legislature? You know, how much we've lost in terms of the intent and misunderstood and how we've created this ruling class here in our government. I'm with Donald Trump. We need term limits. We need citizen legislators to return. Legislators who are going to live under the very laws that they have created. And then you see what happens and see how fast America gets back on track. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Carl Gallup's coming up next.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you. Merry Christmas, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we're all in to get this country back on track. And the forecast looks good. A lot of things on the horizon, I think, that are quite encouraging. I like the idea that people are dreaming big dreams again. Our conversations with Bank of America and Wells Fargo tell me that, we've got a lot of small business activity, and you got to think about this. This is the backbone of this country. This is that part of the engine that has been thwarted and been held back. I maintain that we've got this pent-up and frustrated level of productivity that's just been waiting to explode, and I believe that we're ready for an era of big dreams once again, and I think this is why people are so excited. The First Lady is not so excited. She says she's rather hopeless leaving the White House, as I said earlier in the show, that this is kind of the perfect bookend. Remember, she said when Barack Obama was elected the first time around that, she was never so proud of America for that moment. And now that she's leaving office, he's leaving office, and she and Mama with her, she said, bye-bye, Felicia. Oh, man, which lit up the Internet. And that's a whole nother conversation, let me tell you. But she says that she's lost hope. Quite interesting. I want to bring Carl Gallups on right now. Carl's senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. He's been associated with Sheriff Joe Arpaio as a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, associated with Sheriff Arpaio, as I mentioned, and the cold case posse investigation of President Obama's birth certificate. Carl, always good to have you with us, brother. Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you too, Bill, and I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me and your great audience. It's good to be with you again.
And we're getting a little bit of harmonics off that off your speakerphone, and I don't want people to miss what it is that you're going to be sharing with us, because all the time, whenever we have you on, it is not only provocative, but it is inspiring, and you have so much to share with us. On both levels, I think, you know, first of all, spiritually, as you and I engage on quite frequently, and it's such an honor to talk with you at these levels, the spiritual consequence of what the cold case posse presented to America last week is hugely significant, and I don't want people to miss that, you know, and I know you don't either.
Yeah, no, I don't. Does this sound better?
A little bit. We're still getting some harmonics on here. Scott, can we reconnect with Pastor Carl? Because I don't want this to be a problem. All right? Yeah, it is. Well, let's see, man. Well, sometimes it's just a line or something. Let's reconnect, because I want to make sure that he's heard clearly and it's not going to drive anybody nuts in the process here, okay? You know, this is the nature, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, a big part of the show, as you know, is we bring experts on. And we rely on the technology, and, you know, part of it is the phone system, and most of the time it works brilliantly. But every once in a while we get these anomalies, and, you know, and I appreciate your comments, you know, that I get from you that say, oh, gosh, you know, you know, was having a little bit of a problem here. So we're trying to nip it in the bud as quickly as possible so that we have a clear connection, especially in this case. All right, let's try it again. Carl, are we okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly before. Is this better?
Yeah, much better, much better.
Okay.
So let's
in a connection.
Okay, we set this up in, you know, in terms of the spiritual significance of the truth being revealed about the president's birth certificate. Now, some people might say, well, how does what does that have to do with any kind of spiritual consequence? But I say it's huge, don't you?
Well, it really is. And you know what, Bill? I'll be glad to answer anything you want about that. The problem is that it could fill a book. We could talk for several hours. This investigation has been going on for 5 years, and I got connected with it through Mike Zullo and then with Sheriff Arpaio and became very close to both of them. And in fact, Sheriff Arpaio deputized me as a special deputy for the legal ramifications of how deep we were in it together. But the bottom line is, several years ago, Mike Zullo, who is a believer, and of course I'm a pastor and a Christian and believer as well, we really, from time to time, we would say, oh my gosh, this is impossible that we would find this, or that we would hook up with this person, or that this information would drop in our lap. And we kept turning corners and going through doors that just would just appear, and or through a set of strange consequences and circumstances would be delivered to us, until finally the key was given and the case was cracked, and so much deep, dark information came to us. As a matter of fact, Sheriff Arpaio hinted in the meeting the other night of the press conference about that more information, sensitive information that we had, and Mike Zullo has said outright in interviews since then that information has been turned over to federal authorities, and people have been given immunity, witness immunity in it. So, I mean, this, what we presented the other night is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that came as a result of a spiritual key. And I'll tell your audience what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's even more, and it's already been turned over to authorities. So this is a really, really big thing with a deep political, geopolitical implications, national security ramifications, and also, I believe, spiritual implications. So to give your audience just one example, it's pretty profound, but it's just one of dozens.
Well, Carl, real quick, some are referring to this as the crime of the century. I mean, this is how big this is, but I think people are, you know, the mainstream media certainly is just, you know, they're in the shadows of this thing. This thing is happening, and they're still trying to quash this down all in the name of birtherism and, you know, some sort of race card presentation and that sort of thing that, let's ignore the truth and the facts. Let's just hold to some political ideology, and which just really sets us up for bigger problems down the road if we don't answer this.
Yeah, well, Bill, no, you're right. Listen, the reason the mainstream media is trying to cover it up or shut it down is because they are complicit in this,
mm-hmm.
and they have been from the beginning. This particular case has zero to do with birtherism. Sheriff Arpaio, Mike Zullo has said that from the beginning. As far as this investigation goes, they don't care where he's born. Of course, anybody should care where the president's born, any president. But in this case, in this criminal investigation, that has never been the focus of this. They don't have any real jurisdiction in that.
Mm-hmm.
So to say it's birtherism is an out and out lie. To say it has anything to do with race is just race baiting. He happens to be a man of color, a black man, a biracial person, but that has zero to do with this case, as was shown when, you know, we had the whole debacle with Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio running, and Zullo spoke to that based upon the things that he found. So it has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat, has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with birtherism. What this case focuses on is a document that was put on the White House website by the White House administration claiming to be the official identification, a copy of his official records of his origin and his
right.
birth.
Right.
So and that goes to, of course, natural born standards. But the problem is that birth certificate has now been forensically proven by two different forensic laboratories on two different continents working with two different...
Carl, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there. Carl Gallups is with us. More from Carl. Stay with us.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Music for the season. Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Carl Gallups continues, senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. He is a radio talk show host heard nationally and internationally himself, prolific TV, radio, and print and media guest commentator. And also, make sure you get a copy of his latest book, When the Lion Roars, Understanding the Implications of Ancient Prophecies for Our Time. And I'll tell you, reading that book might bring into perspective the times in which we live in and why it is so important that we pursue the truth at whatever cost, because we know that as the times draw nigh, deception will be the order of the day. And I believe this is why I would say, maybe even unbeknownst to themselves, the motivation of Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the lead investigator, Mike Zulu, certainly I understand Carl would feel this way, is that, you know, why there would be the pursuit of truth on this issue. Carl, let's give a summation here because of the limited time that we do have. And as we were talking off air, ladies and gentlemen, we may end up having to dedicate an entire show, 3 hours, where we have both Carl and Mike on at the same time. We'll open it up to phone calls. You can ask your questions about this and they can lay out the case in detail, because there is so much, as Carl said earlier, there is so much to be revealed. Some things we can't talk about, but even when you consider what is being revealed to this point, you know, I said earlier, this could be the crime of the century. Carl says maybe the crime of the ages, huh?
Yes, I think the crime of the ages, when everything is finally revealed. And of course, we have hopes, and we're in discussions now that after the new administration comes in, this thing can be opened up completely with the proper investigations, regardless of the mainstream fake media, because they are complicit in this, and of course they're not going to cover it because it implicates them, and it's embarrassing. But let me give your audience a quick synopsis of what we have presented, what we now know. We now know that the document on the White House website that has been proffered to be the only identifying document ever brought forward publicly to the American citizens, the White House administration has claimed that it is his official identification. Obama himself has claimed it is his official identification. We now know that it is a complete fabricated forgery, and here's the deal. We have the source document from which it was created. We know the name on the source document. It is one Johanna Ani. Her birth certificate was used to create Obama's birth certificate. There may have been other source documents, but we know hers was one of them. And there are 9 points of forensically verified forgery that are unarguable, absolutely courtroom ready, that have been signed off on two national, international forensics laboratories, one in Europe, one in the United States, Forensic Document Examiner, all of them with impeccable credentials. Both of those entities train law enforcement officers in the United States and or Europe. They have issued reports declaring that that document is a fabrication using the source document from Johanna Ani. That is a crime to produce it. It's a crime to use it as identification, and it's a crime to post it on government websites. So this begs the question, Bill, why?
Yes.
Why exactly would the administration feel it necessary to commit 3 or 4 crimes, major crimes, to try to identify who the man in the White House is? And as we said, in the course of doing this investigation, we uncovered really, really deep, nasty stuff. Sheriff Arpaio said in the meeting the other night, sensitive, highly sensitive information that has been turned over to other authorities. And as I said, Mike Zulu has said publicly, so I can say it, it has been turned over to federal authorities who are now investigating it, who have people who have been given protection and immunity and are whistleblowers. So this is going to get deeper and darker, I do believe, but what we have presented publicly is extremely deep and extremely dark because it goes straight to the White House.
What are the chances, Carl, that they're going to see this through? I mean, material in the interest of national interest and protecting, you know, supposedly
we the... That.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I was just going to say, yeah, let me answer that. It's a great question, Bill. First of all, I think that I want your audience to remember Donald Trump has been vindicated by this release from Sheriff Arpaio. Donald Trump is the one who really forced the president or Barack Obama to put that document on the White House website in April of 2011. And then when Donald Trump ran for president in this go round, 2016, he was maligned. He was called a birther. He was trashed. He was marginalized. He was made fun of by Obama himself on the late night comedy shows and in the news. And then eventually Trump had to come out just to keep running, to keep the media off of him and say, look, I believe he was born in the United States. And again, let me just tell you, this investigation has nothing to do with where he was born anyway. Mm-hmm. It has to do with that document.
Exactly.
And so Trump was able to shut that narrative down, but people need to know. Now the man that got him to put that document up there is getting ready to be the president. And we're getting ready to have a new DOJ. We're getting ready to have a new FBI. We're getting ready to have new courts, new Supreme Court, and hopefully a new attitude in Congress. So regardless of what the media does, they're complicit in this. Regardless of what they do, I believe, and I'm not saying I have any inside information on this, but I believe with all my heart that when we turn the corner into the new year, this is too big not to be looked at. Donald Trump's administration, if somebody in the federal government, including Congress, doesn't look at this, then they will be committing worse offenses and will be more complicit than Barack Obama himself.
Well, Carl, we know that in the past things have been covered up by our government. They've decided to turn a blind eye for one reason or another. I mean, here it is, how many years since the Kennedy assassination, and we still don't have the full truth on that. So is America ready for the truth on this?
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is America has already been presented the truth through this press conference, and people can go to my website, carlgallup.com. They can click on the big, bright yellow link when they get to the landing page. They can go to the repository page where there is a three-minute synopsis of everything, or there's a full one-hour conference. There's the 4 or 8 hours of interviews that Mike Zullo and I have done. There are press releases that have been prepared that are good press releases that are there. It's a one-page repository. They can educate themselves. They can see it all for themselves. So the bottom line is the American public is not going to be kept in the dark on this. They're not. It's been exposed. That document is a fake. Now, what the American government does about it is another story. But again, the man that's getting ready to go in the White House is the same man that has been trashed by the man that put a fake document on the White House website. So this is a complete vindication to Donald Trump. So we'll see what he and his administration does.
Carl, some people would say, look, the 44th president is already looking at the exit. Why bother with this? Just let it go into wilderness. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because if your home was broken into 8 years ago, and then that criminal came back and continued to break in and plunder your house for 8 solid years. And at the end of the 8 years, you found out who it was. And you called the police, and the police said, what difference does it make? He got away with it.
Right.
Of course it makes a difference. It always makes a difference. This makes a difference for history. We don't ever want it to happen again, and we better do something about it.
Exactly. Well, Carl Gallups has been with the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. He's also currently sworn special deputy with the Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Office under the appointment of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. His latest book, When the Lion Roars, Understanding the Implications of Ancient Prophecies for Our Time. Carl, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and Pam and the family, all right?
Same to you, Bill. And if Mike Zullo and I can come back on, we'll be glad to do it.
We'll definitely do it. Thank you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Getting America back on track.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. You know, I was just thinking, about this time of year, we get to reminisce and hear once again classic songs like from artists like Nat King Cole and the likes, Karen Carpenter, I mean, on and on. And I'm so grateful, I got to tell you, to Big Wave Dave out of Los Angeles, California. He does all the imaging for us, puts all this together. Scott as well has done some brilliant things for us with because he deals with me and puts up with me every day. And he's at Mission Control in Minnesota, staying out of the cold. What is it, about 50 below there in Minnesota today, or just feels like it?
Actually, I think we're up to short weather today. I think I saw it was 30 degrees out. So
that's short weather.
Yeah,
30
pull the
degrees
out. Head to the beach.
You're talking to a California boy, and that's far from being. And of course, our next guest talking about short weather. He can tell us about the cold. I mean, he's been hanging around there in Alaska for a long time. We're talking about Mark Rose and his latest book, The Last of the Long Hunters: Exploits of a Young Arctic Pilot. And wow, what an incredible story. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great out here.
You staying warm there? Are you in short weather like Scott is in Minnesota?
It was minus 7 the other day, so you know, we're feeling it. We're having a real winter out here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I'm in Florida, so you don't want to hear about the weather here. And I bounce back in between Southern California and Florida, where, you know, particularly in Southern California, if it gets anywhere, you know, below 60, the people there get cranky. And God forbid that there be any rainfall, because then they go really nuts, you know. So it's just...
You know, then they move to Alaska, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, they want to move to Alaska because the wrong guy got elected, you know, Alaska or Canada. And then, you know, as they cross over the state lines, you know, they see signs, you're not welcomed. So it's just,
no, Canadians, they can take care of themselves. I know
that. Exactly. Exactly. Well, Mark, the last of the Long Hunters, quite a story. You are a commercial helicopter and fixed wing pilot. You were in charge of contract operations building the 28 mountain sites for the Alaska Pipeline, a 24/7 3-year undertaking. What an incredible project for you.
Well, you had to keep your clothes on. You
yeah,
know,
I bet.
No sunbathing during that time period.
Yes. No short weather. Yes, exactly.
You know, it was a young man's game, you know. I was raised in Southeast Alaska in Juneau, but I hunted in ran around in the interior as a youth. So, I don't know, without knowing it, I guess I was specially prepared, you know, to do that, keep all those machines running and get those pilots back home to their wives and families in one piece. That was my job.
So the title of the book, Long Hunters, explain to our audience, what that means.
Well, it goes back to, you know, President Roosevelt wrote a book, about the American wilderness, several actually, and he talked about the long hunters that left the East Coast, and I think Davy Crockett was one of them, and one day he said goodbye to his wife and didn't come home for 3 years.
Wow.
What they do is they go into the Kentucky-Tennessee area, which was disputed property by all the natives that lived in the territory at the time. Nobody was allowed to village there. But you were allowed to hunt there, but they went into instant battle if they saw one another. And so those guys would go into that territory, hunt the wild game there, and tell their stories and come back. But the exploits were quite long. So at the end of the day, the explanation of Long Hunters for this book is that we use single-engine aircraft to get out. Mm-hmm. And in those days, we didn't have fuel availability, so we had to put out our own fuel stashes and relay ourselves fuel into the Arctic bush.
Wow.
And at certain airstrips and operate out of there for as long as the fuel would hold out and then dash home.
Wow. Does a modern-day woman understand a long hunter, or is she just glad to be without the guy for about 3 years?
Oh, just loves that part. As long as he leaves the bank account full.
Exactly.
It all works, you know.
Well, yeah, some prerequisites. I mean, why not?
Or we just sent our money home. Well, actually, our money just went across the street to a bank, you know, back in Juneau or Anchorage, and they just took the funds out as needed. We never saw it. But yeah, we had a lot of fun out there. You know, the day job was building those mountain sites and doing anything else you could do with a helicopter to pay the bills. Sling out broken aircraft, be involved in search and rescue work, and just live the Alaskan life. And then at the end of the day, we would climb in our fixed-wing aircraft and go out and hunt the big game in the far reaches of the Arctic and different places in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
This story is about my experiences doing both. Not a lot of the helicopter piece. That's for another volume that we're working on.
Right. Well, Mark, as an avowed atheist, I mean, you're surrounded by God's majestic artwork there in Alaska. And whether it's big game, you know, the mountains, the snow, the elements, all that, you're an avowed atheist, and then you have a confrontation with God. What happened?
Well, yeah, I was, I grew up in, my stepfather was a scientist. He ended up being the longest, tenured scientist in NOAA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd sit around the house on our coffee table with Scientific American, you know, Nature Magazine, National Geographic, you know, the TV newspapers were full of it. They were finding, missing links.
Mm-hmm.
Our high school textbooks were full of it. I was surrounded, and I thought I was wise, intelligent, and scientifically minded, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I looked at Alaska as a very harsh and difficult place to live. I wasn't your typical schoolboy. I hunted and fished and trapped my entire school growing up there.
And, yeah, I mean, we're not talking going out and playing softball or anything like that. I mean,
no,
these were
absolutely not.
Right, exactly.
We had 1,000, 1,500-pound brown bears in our backyards there. People would disappear. People would be mauled. You had to learn the lay of the land and be very careful. But we absolutely loved it. But in the vacuum of any information to the contrary, we all have a piece in our heart that wants to know where we came from.
Exactly.
And the secular system just filled my piece that where God should have been with evolutionary tenets.
Mm-hmm. So here you're surrounded by this, by that thought, by evolution tenets, as you say, and science, and you know, sometimes that can be problematic because people want to feel like, okay, we understand everything, and until we realize we understand so little.
Well, you know, and I would look at the harshness, but the other thing that evolution is very good at filling your brain full is that there are a huge amount of times attached to everything. You know, how a mountain was formed, how rocks are made, how glaciers are formed. It all is covered with millions and millions of years, you know, as Ken Ham would say. So you get that into your brain in your formative years, you know, you swallow that pill and you get poisoned and you start looking at everything that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole paradigm shift to start looking at things that are and saying, hey, this is young, you know, and these mountain ranges are young.
Exactly.
And this animal life doesn't make any sense. It's very, very creatively and wisely put together. You know, you can't explain these colorations and eyes and all the mannerisms of all the fish and fowl and big game by simply naturalistic means.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Mark Rose, his book, Last of the Long Hunters, Exploits of a Young Arctic Pilot. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that moment when his life changed. And when you talk about paradigm shifts, Mark was faced with an incredible and most dramatic paradigm shift, something against, you know, against what he had been taught and what he believed to be the case all his life until then. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Needs in their stocking this Christmas, so a little duck call. I mean, you know, we're here to help the cause, you know. They might use some extra cash flow there for us. They'll thank me later. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Let us know your thoughts at BMartinezLive. Our conversation with Mark Rose continues, author of the book, The Last of the Long Hunters, Exploits of a Young Arctic Pilot. We've been talking about Mark's background as a scientist, and one, his belief system was such that, it was all about evolution. That was the reigning force in his world until one day he found out differently. Mark, tell us about that moment when life changed for you.
Well, listen, we go through life cruising along, as long as everything's cool, we can hold on to our belief systems pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to me, there's a one day, we would go and we'd move our hunters out into the locations to get them in front of these herds of caribou we were hunting with our airplanes. And everything was going smoothly. I was in control of my life and the aircraft and the whole situation, enjoying myself as a young man as usual. And that all turned around one evening. What happened was that I moved half of our hunters in camp into a location. Everything was going well. And then I lost my generator system on the aircraft. And I said, well, I have to check some outs, see what my options are. I made some radio calls through a long-range radio outlet, got some assurances that the weather was good, if I needed to come all the way back into civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And loaded up my next load to take to the campsite, and lo and behold, there were tens of thousands of caribou strung up and down the river system there, and there was no place to land because we would land on the gravel bars associated with the rivers.
Right.
And I circled and circled, and the guys in camp couldn't run the animals off. Nothing was working. They were standing around like milk cows saying, what are you doing in our country?
Right.
You know, you're the foreigners here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, you're not the boss of me.
yeah, I watched, you know, these big caribou bulls standing around in groups right on the river's edge and right on where I needed to land.
Right.
And there was no options. They were all up and down the river.
So even with you buzzing them, they wouldn't move, huh?
No, they wouldn't move. With the guys on the ground shooting in the air, nothing was happening.
Oh, wow.
And I was circling, thinking of my options here, and I decided, well, I'll just wait till dark, you know, set down if I can get them moved off, and I'll camp here with the hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And only problem was is the wind switched and it started snowing, so I had to make a very late approach, and I blew it and landed long into some boulders and knocked part of my main gear off, my tail wheel off. But got myself staggered airborne because the ending was a true ending. We were facing this Grand Canyon that is exists there where the river pours down into after that point. So I got myself back in the air, kicked out some the extra survival gear for the people on the ground that were left.
And, you're still able to be somewhat airworthy? You could get in the air after that?
I was still airborne.
Oh, my gosh.
I was still airborne. I didn't, you know, the propeller or any of that. Didn't make contact. I got airborne just back in time. And I was going, boy, this situation is changing fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I started heading back to my last fuel stash where our lower camp was, and there was weather sitting between me and there. It was a full-on blizzard snowstorm that nobody saw coming.
Oh.
That happens that time of year in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So then here I am stuck in the air. I'm very low on fuel. I'm in a blizzard. I've got a low side generator failure, so my battery is only going to last so long. They're in my radio and navigation instruments. And all of a sudden, Mr. Wise Guy Big Shot here is not looking so well. And my options were evaporating. And I thought to myself, I ran through all the scenarios I possibly could think of, and I thought, well, gee whiz, now I know how a few guys that I've known that have crashed in this situation felt.
Right.
This
is what pilots do. You got your checklist, right? You're constantly reviewing your checklist. So now you get to this situation, and we pull out the checklist for a time such as that, right?
Yeah, all my options have evaporated. My landing areas are all gone. My fuel stashes are covered in a blizzard at night. I'm in the mountains, and pretty soon I'm completely on instruments, trying to find my way out of there with no gas in my tanks, you know, and I'm...
Yeah, other than that, you're looking pretty good, huh?
Here.
Exactly. Oh, wow.
You know, it's a foxhole situation,
mm-hmm.
and you're out of ammunition and ideas.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, as a 20-something smartest guy in the world, you're not so smart anymore.
Right.
And these thoughts go through your head of how your buddies that you've lost felt. In those last minutes, and your engine's starting to miss, you know, telling you that you are running out of gas,
right.
Which is exactly what the numbers on my hand were telling me. That's where I wrote my fuel quantities and flight times.
Right.
And so searching all these options, I thought, you know, this is really unfair to the passenger here that I'm going to kill him tonight.
Now, you have a passenger with you in the plane.
I have a passenger with me.
Right. Wow.
And I'm just sitting there going, wow.
And does this passenger have any idea? Does this passenger have any idea that you're running out of options?
He's starting to see that the gauges are both on E. Yeah,
right.
Both my fuel gauges are on E, and he's not a fool.
Right.
At that time, he's starting to panic. I'm starting to try to keep cool, but I'm very concerned. I've seen this happen many times to pilots in that mm-hmm. place in Alaska, and all my evolutionary mindset and everything turned to more of a spiritual realm now mm-hmm. as I look back on it. And I thought, well, you know, I haven't tried this. I've never prayed before.
Mm-hmm.
There's something telling me that maybe I should ask. So
mm-hmm.
In my mind, I just prayed, if there's a God, I mm-hmm. need your help now.
Right.
And that was a humbling, you see. And I have never prayed before. Been to church as a young child once or twice, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And all my evolutionary, materialistic view of origins, the world, and how things work in humanity were thrown completely out the window at that moment.
Right.
And instantly, back in my mind, a light illuminated in my mind, and it felt like it filled the whole cockpit. And a male voice said, and it looked sarcastically, I might add, son, you said the right thing.
Right.
And I thought, wow, where did that come from? Right. And at that time, my engine cleared up. And a few minutes later, bam, I popped out the south side of that snow squall. That weather system had moved in between me and Kotzebue.
Mm-hmm.
And there, out on the horizon, were the lights of that city. And I'll tell you what, I've never seen anything prettier in all my life.
Wow, Merry Christmas.
One problem left.
Mm. Yeah.
I had 15 miles of 35-degree salt water to fly over on wheels. And I'll tell you what, that was a very, very long ride. It's about seven minutes for you to think about things. And I'll tell you what, when I touched down, lined up on final touchdown, I was a different boy. I was a completely humbled man. I had known I'd gotten help. There was no way that I was at least 10 gallons short on fuel to make the rest of that trip that night. And I had felt something I'd never felt before. And I got to thinking about that. And subsequently, I thought, you know what? This is real. Something really happened to me out here. And, you know, my friends in high school would talk to me about God, and I would laugh it off. And if they talked to me about creation, oh, boy, a big, thick, cold wall would come up because I was scientific and intellectual, you know?
Right.
You can't believe in this hocus pocus.
Right. No.
So I went on a search, and eventually, on a bet, I read the Bible cover to cover.
Yes.
And I went back to my day job after that, which was supporting a fleet of helicopters and building those mountain sites on the pipeline. And in the middle of that, I got myself involved in a wreck in one of our helicopters, and my side seat was smashed completely flat.
Wow.
And I should have been killed for sure, but I was spared.
Hmm.
And but I'd been stubborn. I really had fallen in love with the God of the Bible. I thought, you know, this guy is a fair guy.
Yeah.
These people that disobey him are being punished, and rightly so, or they're being rewarded when they follow him. He's okay.
Right.
And that was my bottom line come away from after reading the Bible. But I wouldn't commit my life to him. I wouldn't let go of my steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I was still at the control of things.
Right.
I was deeply stubborn about that.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Mark, so we got to summarize it here and conclude it for everybody, okay?
After that second wreck, on the extraction and flight out, I accepted Christ, including all of what the Bible says.
Mm.
So I guess the message to the folks here today is, you know, say that first prayer.
Yeah.
What it did for me radically changed my life, and give God a chance.
A simple prayer.
Especially this Christmas season.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, a simple prayer, right? I mean, it was just,
absolutely,
you know, from your heart. It wasn't anything extravagant. It was just, hey, God, I'm outside of myself. I need you. And, you know, and just being. For more information, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to GenesisAlive.com. Mark Rose has been with us. Your book available there, too, as well, Mark?
Yes, it is. They can go on GenesisAlive.com and read about my two books there and get more information. And God bless everybody that's listening today. Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, thank you, Mark. Merry Christmas to you. Mark Rose, I'm Bill Martinez Live. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on the SDG Radio Network.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski.